pray for one more minute. That's if you are serious. If you are not serious, you can stop praying. If you are serious, then pray. If you are not, you can stop. The scripture spoke about a certain group of men. He said, these men are ever learning, but they never ever come to the knowledge of the truth. They are ever learning. They want to add another thing to what they know before. It's not as if they want to come into the experience of the truth. Their desire is not to come into the experimental dimension of God's communications. They just want to know. In Jesus' mighty name. See, some people have their own weapon, and their weapon is they are surgeons in the spirit. They come and do something to your heart, because if they allow you the way you are going, very soon you will be an enemy of the kingdom. And the problem with certain of these things that happen in the regions of our heart is many times we are not even aware that we retain that kind of capacity. And sometimes you can only, as he said, you can actually only see people the way you are. You can only see God the way you are. You can only see encounters, as he said, the way you are. A young man met me, not even one, there are many. He said they want I should impart him so that he will pray. And then I've forgotten the exact word that he prayed, but he just want to pray so that they will say he is a prayer man. I mean, the end of receiving the capacity in prayer is so that people will say, oh boy, this guy, they pray. When he comes like this, he vibrates everywhere. So those kind of men can pray for 6 hours, 24, 38. There is not one proof. No power, no purity, no transformation, no shift, no deliverance, no breakthrough. Nothing to show as a testimony. The only thing to show is the badge that you prayed for long. Why? As she said, that is how your heart has been conditioned before you went into the place of prayer. Especially if you pray in tongues. You see, your predominant desire and thought, when you pray in tongues for long, the things that you'll be able to accumulate, generate, be able to produce as results, will tell us towards the dimension, the line of your most consistent desire, most consistent thought. Let me tell you what I mean. If we come here and what is dominating the heart of Raymond, not the fair Raymond, the dark Raymond, what is in your heart is money, because I'm sure it is not that, even though you will have money, but it's not. When we are praying in tongues, I've seen it. I've gone to prayer meeting and I'm telling people, press into God. Now watch, are you with me? Give me a little more sound, small. Pay attention, you are not here. Stop looking at the door, pay attention. I told somebody, watch. I went to a prayer meeting and elderly people were around. I was telling them, press into God. And I was telling them, One of the women was at the back. She was saying, Holy Ghost fire. Oh my enemy, that. Meanwhile, what we are praying for is what? Pressing to God. How it transformed into Holy Ghost fire and my enemy died is what I cannot explain. Except for the fact that if like whatever you people are saying, be saying my own is my enemy should what? So for that kind of person, encounter can only be colored in that dimension. There can only be one possible way that God can prove himself. Encounter can be authenticated. Progress can be proved. If his enemy die, then it's progress. If all the people disturbing him have left. Somebody said I should pray for her so that the bad roommates should be removed and very, very good roommates should be brought. How many of you want that kind of prayer? You are in campus. What we notice is that if you pray it for long, your roommate will get worse. It is a proof that God is answering your prayer, but you are not seeing it. Your soul has become such that you can only prove the answer to a prayer in a certain light. Not knowing that God is possibly molding your character. Your roommate will get worse until your soul is now, you now accept the person. You now accept it as something that God wants to work out a character in you. How many of you, I don't know, but the kind of hostel I lived in, you know, I'm not sure you live long in the hostel. That's why some of you came to Sabo. You escaped. You didn't live. You did not subject yourself to body life. You lived alone during campus days, or you and your friend. So you did not pass the test of body life. So God now brought you to Sabo so that you pass. Are you with me? Where you are Oga. So you didn't pass the test. You need to come to a place where what you desire and what you say is not what will happen. Like if you want to cook noodles and spaghetti, nobody will want to cook it. In that day, the money to cook it is not there. Even when it's there, people want to divide it into two so that it will last for 1 week. But you want to eat spaghetti. And then they won't cook it. And then they will become your enemy. You notice that as you are praying that situation, God will bring more money. He is just bringing enough money for garri and egusi soup. I need a loud amen now. The condition is not subject to your prayer power. This kind of condition is not subject to your prayer power. Because God is the one that... Meanwhile, that kind of person now, he doesn't understand. So if 10,000 enters his hand, he will use it and flex. I say, oh boy, God, don't open door small. Make man know that. He doesn't understand the teaching yet. His soul has been cultured, and the only way he can understand breakthrough in the things of God is when suddenly he feels ventilation in the aspect of money. Not knowing that it is a privilege for a man to find himself in an environment that have the capacity to form you. Jesus have to. He is God. He decided to be man because it is only when he is man that he will be subject to the dealings of obedience. I think from what she said, I don't know what you picked, but I think the first point now is, I think we move too fast, self. Because from what she was saying, I saw a need. You know the need I saw. What is the need you saw? Huh? How many of you saw a need from what she was teaching? Huh? Somebody get a mic. We need to extract answer from three people. Go on, come and give you Ijoma.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I said the need for heart check.
Heart check. Okay, that was good. That was good. That was good. Who has another answer? Come and give Dr. Samuel. So this row have answered. this row have answered. But this row, make una defend on herself. And then the media unit, we send one man as a representative.
The need to keep a record.
The need to keep record. In fact, it is fundamental that you are... There's what we call spiritual journaling. Yes. There is. I would have taught you. There is no prophet in the Old Testament that goes for an encounter with God without a parchment. It is impossible. You must have a scroll, you must have a parchment to keep record. Some people, their cognitive capacity is big, but it can't be so big that you will not need a book. At least to write down the pointers. That, I need another answer. Come to that end. This one. One person identify. At the count of three, or I will point somebody. One, two, three. Give Chibeza. The lady beside you.
Okay, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I got that my soul needs to be cultured to be able to receive directly from the Spirit.
That is not... It's not to be able to receive. Your soul will receive. There are principles that activate some encounters. That one, the receiving is not based on the shape of your soul. It is based on some other things independent of your soul. But how your soul receives now is dependent on the shape and the culture of your soul. So it is possible that if you pray in a way and fast, if I find yourself here, you will experience some encounters. But the way you see that is another thing. You know, that time I took handkerchief and did like this. I need to tell you that five of you here are seeing five different things. I hope you know. You are seeing according to the color of your soul. If you think this thing is not out, I will ask the five of you question. Okay, bring the mic. Let's ask the five of them. That thing, all of you have seen the video, Abi. What do you think about the video? Just one sentence, so that will be fast. Give her.
Power.
You can't just say. I say sentence. I didn't say word.
There was a release of power.
A release of power.
What I got when I saw the video was that it comes as a result of staying in the presence of God. You get so soaked up that anything
so
you
do. So what she picked release. This one picked waiting. So this person picked effect. This one picked cause. Meanwhile, they are watching the same thing. This person picked the cause of it. This person picked the effect, and both of them are as powerful as, because you can accumulate power you don't know how to release, and then you have mastered all the dimension, like doing like this and laying her and doing like this, and nothing is happening because you don't know how to generate. Oh yeah, give her.
I learned that you can only give what your soul has, your spirit has cultured.
No, you don't use her word. You can only give what you have. Okay, give her.
Yeah, I learned that it is the flow of power is an evidence of a yielded soul.
Okay, she said that you flow as much as you are yielded.
What came to my mind was an overflow of the indwelling power.
No, so it means this is also good. You know why? It means that somebody is carrying more than enough. I'm sure if I ask 10 more people, they have 10 more different things. And you can only see according to what is already in your heart. You know, you don't know what I'm telling you. Somebody saw that thing. Dennis put that thing. A Yahoo boy in Owerri saw it and said, "Does your pastor pray for Yahoo boys?" Now, are you with me? You are not getting my point. That's the. I'm saying you can only see Huh? As the guy is seeing that power, who he is saying, can your pastor pray for Yahoo boys? So for him, all this thing you are saying doesn't bother him. He wants to convert that power to Yahoo. Are you seeing it? So you can only see the way your soul is. Anyway, it will lead us to a fundamental thing that I thought another person would have picked. Because if she is saying that we need to take account and record and journaling, then we must be able to identify an encounter. So if, are you with me? Oh, I think the basic thing is, how can somebody identify what is an encounter and what is not an encounter? Don't you think we should know? Or should we leave it? Because when she was teaching, it struck me that I have not told you people how to identify an encounter. How do you identify an encounter? Because some of those things you are telling me is encounter is not encounter. Yes. So when a man has an encounter, in fact, some of the things that I encounter for you, you are not even, I'm talking to you, you are not even counting it as an encounter. Because you don't know. You know, because they have taught us to think that encounter is only when one angel starts, like when Elijah was telling me his story, he said one bulb now on off, bulb on off, then is an encounter. Huh? Your neighbors should clap for you. Your neighbors. Huh? So if bulb off and on, bulb off on, then is an encounter. You know, that's why as you are saying it, there is no witness. Because are you with me? As you are saying it, me, I checked in the spirit, there is no witness. I didn't respond. Me, I left you. You can carry that into ministry and be saying that that is the basis of how God brought you into ministry. You will find out it can last the test of time because there is no spirit witness to what you call an encounter. Huh? Some people will not be happy with what I will say subsequently because it will seem as if I'm nullifying. Because many people that even say they heard God, they don't know how to hear God. If we subject your encounter to test, this is not what I want to teach you. I want to show you some how to. If we subject some of your encounter, some of your vision, revelation to test, that's why many of the things you send, when you are true, if I'm the one, I will go and isolate the one that is genuine and comment on it. Some people will now ask me, you have not commented on this one. You have not commented. I will still leave it and comment on another one. You are not. You are not. So let me leave it because there is no witness. Huh? If you know how to test encounters, when people start talking about the encounters, check the witness in the spirit. Huh? It will show either the witness, are you with me? Either the witness of verification or the witness of manifestation. I mean, your spirit will bear witness. Or as the person is talking about his encounter, there will be a manifestation to witness that encounter. Are you with me? So if somebody come and tells you that he had an encounter and God told him that he will never lack, and then everybody in Sabona doesn't have money, you know, we'll be looking up to you to supply something to come as a result of your encounter, and then even you could not do anything. It will mean that what? Answer now. It will mean that what? I don't know what you had. Just, you know, people saw mercy drops. They don't understand. There are things that are participatory. I mean, they accompany your walk with God. They are not. Encounters are pillars of work. Encounters are supposed to furnish convictions, and convictions are like pillars in the spirit. Are you with me? Convictions are like pillars. No matter how bad it becomes, if a man can get back to the rock of his conviction, he can stand the test of time. Then if it is true,
It has to take encounters to furnish those kind of convictions. Then if it is true, it cannot be that the things that are participatory or accompany your walk with God should be the basis or the things that forms your encounters, because those things can be found anywhere, anytime. It is just a resultant effect of God showing you mercy or you being in a particular environment. It is not something that came as a building block in your life. Are you with me? Hey. So you can't call it an encounter. Are you with me? Okay, imagine if somebody told you now that he has encountered the spirit of prayer. I asked him, how do you know? He said, for the past 3 months since I'm in tent, revival hub tent, that my prayer life have become consistent. I think I've encountered. No, that is not. That doesn't mean. If you are not praying here, what are you doing? You still come and collect transport fare. Huh? There is no place that is your home that we don't have enough money to give you as transport fare. The way we know a man has received that is. Are you with me? Watch those men that. Let's assume we are praying in the night. It's easy to know these things. The days all everybody is going down is the time they are going up. In fact, people pray in the night because they know those men. The way you know there is an attack is not for somebody that sleeps all the time. You should expect him in 3 days to sleep 2 times or to sleep in between. That's not the way we know there is. No, there are men that they always stand like burning lamps in the spirit. Suddenly a day came, they couldn't burn. Everybody should run because there is trouble, because these are men that burn so that others will burn because they are burning. They have encountered the spirit of prayer. When others are struggling to pray, their own is these men stand and pray because their power is not from anything external. They have encountered a fountain in the spirit. It's as a result of an encounter with the spirit. When there is restriction on the outside, they source of energy within. If it is true you had an encounter, there will be many confrontations in your life to ridicule your encounter. And there is no answer outside except within, as she said, that the process of an encounter is domiciled in the spirit of a man. And that man, that's part of the things we are teaching you. Because the encounter comes with a spirit that has the capacity to educate you on that line. When a man walks in it long enough, he can know what to do even when the manifestation is not there. I have come to places where I came to pray and then the atmosphere was locked. Darkness was so much that it came upon my soul, but I know a spirit. 1 hour I stayed there, I continued beckoning. I encountered prayer. It's not a talk, it's a spirit I saw. And if it is true, I know the angulations, the path that releases the functions, and I stayed there. Another man will say that he doesn't feel like praying today. There is nothing like. For us, there is nothing like I don't feel like praying. There is never a day I stand to pray, I don't pray. Not one. A man that have encountered the spirit of prayer doesn't come and say he doesn't feel like praying today. Because where others can't find a path, the man knows the path. Not by a physical education, but because his spirit has passed a course and they put an emblem. When he begins to search in the spirit, he search engine. we go higher than others.
And it's the same for every other thing. Your walk with God. I think we need to have to identify an encounter. There are many days I read the Bible, but I know the days I had the encounter with the Word. It is not every day. Meanwhile, it is still reading the Bible. But there are days you encounter the Word. In fact, my first major encounter is no angel, nothing happened to me. What happened is that I was on Veth Mountain 2011. And by the word of the Lord, God encountered me. You know what he told me? He said, I give you a mouth and a wisdom that men cannot gainsay. Huh? Do you know what it means? It means that even if you are an unbeliever, you cannot, when I speak to you, you can't deny it. It comes with so much force and authority and wisdom that is beyond the oppression of a normal. The wisest man will know that the fountain that is bringing this is beyond his reasoning. I came out from that encounter and went and taught the same Sunday school I used to teach. And everybody is saying, the same Sunday. Huh? 1 week apart. Encounter. So there we need to have the tools to identify something that is an encounter. So that we will now know the things to do about it. Are you with me? So one of the ways to know an encounter, number one, is that is witness. Number one is witness. Either the witness of knowing or verification, you know within you by the ministry of the Holy Spirit or a manifestation. When you are able to know what to identify an encounter, that you will be able to take notice and walk towards it. Some people, it will take them long to realize that what they actually had was an encounter. Is it not true? Like that one that happened to you. It's not, there are dreams that are dreams, revelatory, they are not encounters. But there are dreams and revelations that are encounters on their own. So let me give you another one. Witness number two is, for a want of better word, you have to check for tangents, because encounters must bring tangents. You know, the best way I can explain this thing is that your experience in the things of the spirit, in fact in life, is mostly secular. In a cycle like this, can you see? Is in a cycle like this. In life, that is the basis of the statement of the preacher in the book of Ecclesiastes. He said that there is nothing what new under the sun. What has been is what will be. Are you with me? Watch. He is speaking in the context of under the sun. Say after me, under the sun. But there is an operation that is beyond the sun. I think he was the one that also said, so to 6, 7, and so to 8, because you know not what evil shall come upon the earth. So there is a possibility of external intrusion upon the earth, and on that basis, a man can actually sow in regions beyond here. So now, are you with me? If your oppression and principles are ruled by the things that are earth bound and natural bound, then your life will be in a cycle. And It is on the basis of the fact that the earth and life is in cycles, that laws and principles we are brought up in sciences. Meaning that if you do this, you will see the cycle. So there is, tell me now, how many nitrogen cycle? Are you with me? There is nitrogen cycle, Abi. Which other cycle? Carbon cycle. Which other cycle? Water cycle. Which other cycle? They are all cycle, my brother. Are you now getting where I'm going to? Everything in life will continue to move in that cycle. It is the shape of the things on earth and in the natural. Now, this is how to identify what in that experiences will be going on in that cycle. This is how to identify what in the experiences within that cycle is an encounter. Even your Christian life is actually... Now, people think that growth in Christian life is by... No, it is a few things you do. Study your Bible, pray, fast, give. There are about 6 or 7 things that is not win souls. But within that circular experiences and practices we do as believers, are you with me? Something can happen within it and take you out, sometimes momentarily, sometimes for a lifetime, within the circular operations that men have in that kind of experience. So that thing that takes... How many of you have done mathematics now? If my board is here, I would have done it. In mathematics, if a circle is like this, and then something now goes like this, what is it called? What is it called? It is called a tangent. If a circle is like this, and you now see something, non-leaf circle, it is called a tangent. That means something has broken out of the circular movement. So if you notice a breakout in the circular movement of your spiritual operations, it is a proof that at that moment, no matter how simple or big it is an encounter. So you just noticed, are you with me? Let's use the Bible as an example. That in your daily routine of studying the Bible, you studied one day. Are you with me? And the way the Bible opened like this, it opened too much. You have never seen anything like it before. My brother, you had an encounter that day. So if you are wise, you begin to probe and find out the kind of encounter you have. And if you ask me, I will say you had an encounter with the spirit of revelation. So if it is true, next time if you come to the Bible and it refuses to open like before, you can begin to align yourself to the environment of the witness. And are you with me? And if you can meet up with the condition of witness, witness has conditions. But if you can meet up with the conditions of the witness, the encounter will continue to repeat itself until it will become a component part of your living. I just hope this thing I'm saying is simple. It is deep, but it is simple. And it is what you are experiencing day to day. Do I have 10 people that understand what I'm saying out of? If you understand, say amen. It's almost all of us. Anyway, it's possible some of you might not understand, not because it's not simple, but because the knowledge is bigger than you now. Might take another 5 years. It's not your fault. It's just that you have been in a church that they kept you a baby for long. Even though you have been born again for 10 years and a pastor for 5 years, doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything. You are just inside the place. They will turn you into one. Anyway, you already started dressing like a holy bro. Meanwhile, I warned you 2 years ago, you refused. Now his eyes have started opening. He is Valentine number 2. There is nothing I did not preach to him. He was doing like this. There is a way, you know. Until I saw a chat on WhatsApp one day, I said, can it be true? It's even mercy that God showed you. You should have taken 5 years. I don't know why it's true. I'll wait for you in 5 years. If I check, you need 3 more years. No, be so. In 3 more years. 3 more years to do what you should have started doing. The 5 years you wasted does not add any extra flavor to you. So back to what we are teaching. I said number one way to identify an encounter is what? Number two is what? So, and I explain what I meant by tangent. In this context, because we are speaking about spiritual things, spiritual tangents. Huh? So a sister now noticed that she came and prayed for, he prayed for the sick, then doesn't get healed. She noticed that somebody had issue with the heart and he prayed, he got healed. Another person had issue with the liver, she prayed, he got healed. Another person had issue with the kidney, he prayed, he got healed. Huh? What does he teach you? Now, it is no coincidence. It means that a healing anointing is active and specific to internal and vital organs. Are you with me?
Yes,
so any, in case you are not sure of many things God can use you to do, anytime you see anybody with a vital organs failing, you know and know and know. In case you pray it didn't work, you go back and find out why it didn't work. Because for you, this one manifesting in your life is by an encounter. It's not hearsay. I know everybody should heal the sick. Oh, are you with me? Everybody should heal the sick. It's not what is working here now. What is working here is a proceed of an encounter. Are you with me? There are people that they are in their dreams. Their hands burn like fire. They came out. Anybody they touched became healed. That's how I started my own. How did my own start? With pains. I cannot pray for people and pains won't go. As long as your sickness is attached, there is pain attached to the sickness, it will respond to my anointing. It will respond. How did it happen? It was not dramatic. I was watching Charles and Frances Hunter many years ago, 2017. I was supposed to preach in my father's church tomorrow morning. And I wanted to pray for the sick by all means. I have tried it. It's not working. I have listened to, done everything. Until I was, if you follow Charles and Frances Hunter, the way they minister, it is too easy for you to believe. And from that time, I learned actually that one of the secrets of healing and miracle is to make it as simple and as easy as possible. If you come to healing and you are saying be healed shakamaka, more often than not the person will not be healed. Yes. If you see a sick person, should I advise you don't pray in tongues? Pray in tongues before you meet the person. When you meet the person, don't pray in tongues. Most times praying in tongues in the face of sickness and ailment is a proof of fear and lack of faith and doubt. The more you pray in tongues, the more your faith is going down. It is because you don't have faith that you switch to tongues. I know you have tried it and you now, all of you now gathered and started intercession. Oh God, intercession is to pray before you are. Once you appear before the sick person, intercession have ended. Take the rod of authority. From there, what you do is legislation, implementation. You pray for the person, it didn't work, pray again. I know you will work. You pray again. If it takes 1,000 times, that's not your business. Huh? What we know is that this medicine will work. If it worked at the 1,000th time, that is not your business. Some will work when you give half dose, some will work at the 50th dose. But the important thing is that it's what? Did you notice you need to take many dosages? And I was diligent in giving you many, because I know that some doesn't work fast. especially when you need there is a lesson accompanied with it. Are you with me? If you understand this, you will be mighty. You will be mighty. Another way to identify what is an encounter is a function. And I think that is basically what people used to. If you don't know this one, you don't know anything. If you had an encounter, something new should start happening in your life or through your life. Is it not true? Now, if somebody said, actually, I don't have time. My target is not to teach on encounter itself, because I believe the majority of the experiences we are having here is bound or tied towards encounters. But there are kinds of encounters. I will suggest that some of you will have to go and consult Peter Tan on this matter. Huh? There are two major kinds of encounters, but the one that is the major, that the one that is the what you are teaching is focused on, it is what he called the optasis encounter. Optasis encounter is the one that if you have an encounter, it did something to you. How many of you have seen Jesus before? Whether in a dream or anything, you have seen Jesus before. Maybe we are praying and then you saw him, he smiled at you. You have not seen Jesus. You have just seen him, you know. Raise your hand now. Raise your hand. I must have. There is no way I can't have 10 people here. Raise it well. Are you afraid of your Jesus? Raise your hand well. Yeah, Vincent. Raise your hand. So, now. Do you know that before Jesus left for heaven, he appeared to some people? But his appearance to them did not do anything to them. That's not the kind. There are people that saw Jesus, but their seeing Jesus did not do anything, add anything, cause any function. It is just information. The revelation is just information. It's revelatory. It lacks the capacity to produce a function. It is not the same thing that happened to Paul. The encounter that Paul had an impact on his being. Are you getting the point? So the encounters you have with angels, you just saw them. He didn't do anything. So some people will come to our prayer meeting and say, they saw angels everywhere. Those people can live with their sin, live with their sickness, live with that. They just saw. But the ministry of those angels did not become part of them. Meanwhile, there are people that didn't even see that those angels touched. Just because you saw Jesus doesn't mean he came for you, especially in a meeting like this. You just saw. Now, it is an encounter in our context. If the sight of Jesus did something to you or released a function, the sight of an angel did something to you or released a function. So, let's assume you saw an angel that serves in the altar in heaven. Men that burn incense with coals. Ay, Jesus. I don't want to go here. Because when Zachariah stood, his heavenly dimension, his heavenly replica stood on the other side as a testimony of his stature in the spirit. So many times when men rise in rank in the spirit, their rank in the angelic dimension mirrors their ministry when they appear in heavens. Jesus, I can't come. If I continue like this, we'll mess up our service. Let me go back. Don't be normal. So if I come and tell you I had an encounter with the burning ones, there is no need to prove too much point. I just need to say it 3 times. And the proof will come. It will not just come in this gathering, even the people listening online, and anybody that will get to ever listen or watch this. The cause of the altar will come as a testimony to the fact that my business, the Bible spoke about Zechariah. He said that his lot is to offer incense at the altar. So he deals with incense and coals. And then his angelic dimension comes to pay him visit. Because for we to achieve the harmony of heavenly oppressions, then we have to appear in a plane in the spirit that is called Mahanaim. It is there that the heavenly order and the earthly order merges, so that they will produce the heavenly harmony, the synergy that is needed to produce God effect. Let me leave you here. I feel like a high powered vessel. I feel, but let me reduce a little. As of now, as I was saying all these things, 3 garments were sent to me from heaven. And if I say one, it will happen. If I say the second, it will happen. But that's not the purpose for today. So I think I will just teach one thing and then we go. How to progress in your encounters. For today, one, you must learn how to build altars around your encounters. Genesis chapter, we'll have to read a few places in Genesis so that you will see the man we look up to. The scripture called him the father of faith. That is the kind of life that he lived. I think, in my own opinion, people call Abraham father of faith, but we that are priests and that understand priesthood are out. To call him father of faith doesn't strike me the way I will call him the father of altars. There is no man in the scripture that maximized the power of altars like Abraham. Because you need to know, are you with me? You don't know the power of an altar if you are not yet the first person that started doing something in your family. Are you with me? If you are the first person that started doing something in a different way in your family, then that thing will not prosper until you learn the way of the altar. Because many of the things that happened to Abraham and happened to him, he was the first. So there is something he learned from the spirit that God taught him. And when the scripture was making reference to that, he said, I know Abraham, that he will teach his children to go like this so that he is blessed. How did he teach his children? I want to ask you, if you know the lesson he taught you, come and show me in the Bible. When you go through the scripture, you find out the lesson Abraham taught his children is altars. As long as altars are there, subsequent generation will be taught by the... You see, the education of the spirit is not cognitive. It is lessons that come as a result of the fact that altars are alive. So you come into the ambience and economy of those altars, and the spirits that are there, because when altar is alive, spirits gather. And when spirits gather, they come with their knowledge. There is no spirit that, in fact, are you with me? A man becomes possible when he begins to engage the knowledge dimension of a spirit. As a matter of fact, there is a hollow in a man that seeks for nothing else but knowledge. When man fell in the Garden of Eden, he fell as a result of the fact that the hollow in him began to cry out for something that is not missing. And that thing that is not missing is knowledge. So there is this thing about man that seeks knowledge that is beyond him, that is an education that can only come as a result of an interaction with the spirit. So Lucifer, the serpent, came and told him, the day you eat this, you will know. A spirit has now arrived to educate man. That means
man is structured in such a way that he is in constant pursuit of knowledge. Huh? And this kind of knowledge, the real education behind it, see, book is not equal to education. If you are educated, then a spirit is involved. Because education means that you begin, it will impact your behavior, impact your morals, impact those one is beyond the capacity of you. So your professors in the university, like one or two of us came and told me that their lecturer said that they should bring money for something. Is that one educated? He's actually educated, but by another spirit. Huh? Do you know some of those professors and doctors doing those things went to school abroad? And they went to school in places that if you come in the morning, you greet your professor by his first name. Your professor, his name is Michael. He said, Mike, how are you? Oh boy, try it in UNM. Huh? Your grandchildren will not graduate. It's not only you, your grandchildren, they will not graduate from UNM. They will go about and be asking you if you have issues with their courses. You have issues that they need to teach you. If you fail, they need to find out why you actually failed. Imagine. Try it in Nigeria. Nobody will fail. They act, if you fail, they assume something is wrong psychologically. Doc, am I saying the truth? You have been there now. They assume something is wrong. That's why a man failed. And they used to think that the fault has to be from them. And the reason why they are coming across to you and asking you is to make sure that the fault is not from them. And if it's not from them, how they can help? Try it in chemistry. I know you didn't study sciences. How many of you study sciences in UNN? Let me use UNN. That's the one I know. Huh? Physical sciences. They can keep, if you pass chemistry, physics is waiting for you. If you pass physics, start. There is a course called statistics. Start. Even me, I did maths, and I don't know, I studied food science and technology. When I didn't know, many of the ladies that were in our department, they saw food science and they entered. So they thought it's about food. Until we now go to our lecture timetable, we now saw maths 111 and maths 121 in food. Half of the ladies got F. Many of them ran the next session and entered other departments. There is one, we are still calling her name in our department. They say she is now in education. She said she didn't know that what she wanted to study is food education. Food, the one that is not this one. We entered 300 level. We now saw fluid mechanics in food. Yes, and it is true. The reason why it is true is that, you see, for example, camp malt. Eh? You know, you stored in a silo and moving. As long as there are things that can move it from one point to another in a vessel, you have to know fluid mechanics. I say in food. Thermodynamics. All kinds of things. So those, our lecturers are good in those things. But when they finish from abroad and come here, they deal with you to the point that some of them said that your destiny is in his hands. Meanwhile, they went somewhere where they treated them in this way. It will mean
that they know book, eh? But they are not educated, because whatever they learned lack the capacity to affect their behavior, lack the capacity to affect their morals, lack the capacity to affect their attitude. If they go abroad, they behave well. If they come to Nigeria, they behave another way. They are not. They are actually educated by another spirit. The witchcraft from their village still held them bound, even though they went to Britain to go to school. But you, there is so, the witchcraft in your village, Edok. The one in Kogi, London. London Business School cannot take it away. Harvard Business School cannot take out the witchcraft in your village that has decided that nobody will be a millionaire. They will send you there when you finish. Huh? You come back. The day you, if you invest in rice, huh? Rice will now fall down. You, Ileko Wopta, Itiye na beans, Okokafia. Sorry, dear, that's our. I said, if you put money in rice, rice will now go down. You now quickly gather your money and bring out. And as rice was going down, it was beans going up. You now put it quickly in beans. Beans will now go down and rice will go up. That's where you understand that Lagos Business School, Harvard Business School, lacks the capacity to deal with those ones. Hmm? I don't want to go there. It will be the next lesson. We are going to treat heavy matters. They can call a man from UK and tell him, Okonkwo, Okonkwo, come back. And the man will say, That's my uncle Seth that died in 1974. Has they buried him? They say, what are you doing with your uncle? I must bury him. I must bury him. I see him in my dream. I must bury him. He enter flight, start coming back. When he finished burying his uncle, he said, this mango in our compound, nobody is selling it. And he's wasting. You don't... Do people think I'm joking? I'm telling you what is happening. You think I'm joking. Somebody came from abroad and started selling mango. He'll be picking things in the compound and selling. Amen. So there are educations that come as a result of the fact that spirits are teaching, and these spirits begin to teach when others speak. They don't teach. Are you with me? They teach from the energy of others. So when the scripture said, I know Abraham, that he's able to teach his children to walk in this path, so that my blessing and my promises, my covenant will come to pass. We now started waiting to look at the lectures of Abraham, chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3. We did not see it. What we saw is that from place to place, Abraham is setting up altars, such that even when Jacob wants to run away, he will stumble on one. And that one will teach him how to ascend to the heights of heaven. That a man can stand in Bethel, but his experience is a heavenly experience. He said, for here is the house of God, and what? The gate of heaven. Meanwhile, his grandfather Abraham knew, he's not even his father Isaac, his grandfather Abraham knew what he has set up, that there is an education factored in that altar, such that once any of his generation stumbles on it, he begins to teach him the things that he didn't see him physically to be taught. So as long as altars are there, men will be taught the ways of spirits, and they will be brought by that education to the functions. Are you with me? So when a man has an encounter, the first thing you do is to build altars around it. Because when you build altars around it, the spirit that brought that encounter can still come again, and their education will continue. That is how
Abraham made sure that he entered into the fullness of everything God is teaching. Because many of the things God was bringing to Abraham, his encounters, he is the first. Father of faith, father of Israel, everything one, tithe one, many things he is the one. So how in the Bible, one of the ways, in fact, the number one way, in fact, the only way, should I say the only way? But anytime God begins to do with you something that you perceive you are the first in your family or in an environment, the number one wisdom you need is the wisdom of the altar. That is the only way to make sure that that thing is perpetuated and made permanent. Because what you are doing, nobody has done before. You have not seen it. It's not common. So how are you sure it will not slip away from your hand? Build an altar around it. Huh? Anything that happens, as long as you get back to your altar. The next thing now is, what is actually an altar? Somebody is asking me that question now. Oh, somebody is asking me. So I have received your question. What is an altar? I mean, the heart of the believer is the altar of God. There is already an altar now. So what do I need to? Now, let me tell you what it means to build an altar. So what makes up an altar now? It is simple. If you look at the shape of a physical altar, you will now notice that, one, there is a slab. There are three major things. A slab, that means there must be an experience or something, a foundation, a word, something, a foundation that is on the basis of many things, maybe a word, a scripture, an experience, an encounter. But there must be a basis. Are you with me? There must be a basis, and it doesn't have to be physical. Number two is that there must be a sacrifice. There must be a sacrifice. That's how to set up an altar. There must be a sacrifice. You know what is a sacrifice? If it is true you had an encounter on something, you must have to drop a sacrifice. The sacrifice can be a 21 days fasting. There are people, fasting is not sacrifice for them. What is sacrifice for them is giving. So when I had some encounter, you know how I built an altar around it? I gave 100,000. Are you with me? For you, it might not be the same. But on the basis of what you feel is an experience or an encounter, drop what? A sacrifice. Then, in my own circumstance, I begin to wait on God. And wait on God on any specific way that He has given to me. Until fire comes on it. Now, how do you know that fire has come and altar? You don't expect a physical fire. What you expect is a witness from God that your sacrifice, that the sacrifice you made on this matter has been accepted. As parents, let me give you an example. You give birth to your first child and something. You now, on the basis of this, let me make a sacrifice. Now, remember, there is a basis. You now make a sacrifice. Most times, the object of sacrifice has to be by a leading too. You make the sacrifice. You now wait on God for Him to speak as a seal or as a witness that fire has fallen on the sacrifice. When fire falls on a sacrifice, what does He tell you? That the person you are sacrificing to has what? Accepted it. That's the proof of fire. Fire is a proof that the person you are giving has what? Accepted. So many times people say they sacrifice, they didn't sacrifice, they are careless because they didn't wait for fire. So the witness have to come. Sometimes it's automatic, sometimes it's not. You have to go before God on the matter and on your sacrifice. Wait on Him. Wait on Him. Then His fire falls as a proof that I have accepted it. Are you with me? And when God accepts the tokens of your sacrifice that is on an altar, then one of the things that will happen is that there must be a witness part of the things that happen in spiritual things is that an instruction will come. Huh? Watch, oh, are you with me? Either an instruction comes, a promise comes, or a covenant comes. Huh? An instruction, a promise, a covenant, or a prophecy. One thing must come. Just like my sister said, me too, I did it. I gave something and I prayed and fasted. Then God told me that I will never lack school fees again. You see, there is a basis, there is a sacrifice, and then fire fell as a proof that God has accepted it. And the proof of that is that I received a prophetic word. Now, for some people, it might not just be a prophetic word, it might be an instruction too. You will not, God will now tell you, eh? Based on this thing that has happened now, this altar that has been set up, every 6 months, offer to me this thing you offered before. You are not with me. So for the Israelites, many of their altars is renewed once every year. The priest in your village know what I'm telling you. You are the only one that doesn't know. So if the agreements and the education and the possibilities within the ambience of the altar can be perpetuated, then there is an instruction that came when the first sacrifice was accepted. And when it was accepted, he told you, every 3 months, go on 3 days retreat. Are you getting the point? Now, this is one of, are you with me? This is one of the altars I built around my encounters. You know, should I say this? Now, this one is for me, oh. I'm done. It might happen to you, but it's not necessarily. When I encountered the Lord, it was as a result of the fact that I was fasting 3 to 5 days. 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 So, it means that the sacrifice around that kind of encounter is some kind of fasting. As you are seeing me now, many you can fast, so it might not happen to you. But if I fast 3 days dry, my 3 days dry is not the same thing with your own. If I do it for 5, 6, because I'm very focused in my fasting. Can you be fasting and distracted? Oh boy, now hunger. Now hunger strike. Oh. Once I fast the way I fasted before that one came, fire! First fire will come from heaven. So sometimes, oh, I don't want to go here. Sometimes if I want to go to some strategic meetings and I don't know what to expect in those meetings, maybe fresh stage, I perceive that God has elevated me in the spirit, because most times if God elevates you in the spirit, he will give you certain platforms that you are not used to. I know some people say it's not about where you preach, it's not about, my brother, my sister, it's about it. You think you can preach? Come and take the mic. When you stand here, even if you are an orator, your mouth will dry. Because for the first 20 minutes, my people will be looking at you. They'll be checking your, whether this prayer you are praying is, you just want to come and pray. Abi, you have the spirit of prayer. They will check you. You will groan for 30 minutes first. They will say, Kai, over you, they groan, but there is one of my brothers that led prayer recently. Person tell me, say, the guy didn't get punched, but you know they last. You know they last. It's only you that is impressed with yourself. Men that have gone deep in prayer, they can check you. You know they last. They last. Well, that's the problem with ministering here like this. Let me stop. So when you want to come to this kind of place to minister, I know you have been doing other places. You can wake up and do other places. But if it's this one, you have to pray. So when I come to such things, I will go and invoke. Are you with me?
I know the process of that encounter. How do I do it? If I can manage 3 days dry. If I come out, I will come out like a different being. Huh? I will appear like, you see, as if I'm clothed with the glories of the cherubims. If I speak for 10 minutes, the ambience of heaven will suffocate the ambience. It's not possible. What? There are people that preach and power come and all that. My ministry is not. I know you people think it's about power. It's not power. It's the glory. It's tangible. There is something that have the capacity to transform men. It's the weight of eternal life. That is why if you stay here for 3 months, you become another person you cannot explain. If you stay for 6 months, you become a man of God. Huh? Try it now. It is the weight of eternal life. What we carry here is weight. When it comes upon your soul, it brings under its weight everything that is natural and carnal. It's a weight. Nothing you are before can stand the weight. It's a weight. Pandekopa, sofatela, paliakape. Listen to me. I saw a man on the mountain and he told me, you see, people say they encountered Jesus. Now that is good. But when I saw Jesus, he gave me a word. He said, Lord, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. It's not a scripture. It is telling me that one of the witnesses of my ministry is his abiding presence. So when I speak, if it is true, that presence will suffocate the environment. And men, we know that the nativity of heaven has invaded their space. They cannot deny the fact. It doesn't matter whether you are even following me online. Suddenly, something will come there. You will feel the Jesus that died and resurrected will just stand near you and begin to touch you. You will know that heaven have appeared. If you doubted God before, you can't doubt him when men like us appear. There will not go too far. So let me read a few scriptures. Genesis chapter 12, verse 7. We love your presence. We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? We love your presence. We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? We love your presence. We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? We love your presence. Harry, softly, softly. We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying? I was studying in my father's parlor many years ago. The same year that I had encounter. And in those days, the glory of God will descend in the parlor. And I don't know how my siblings knew that it seemed as if I'm with somebody that I doesn't need any disturbance. I will stay there and the glory will tabernacle. It will become so strong that I will be taught the scriptures in a way that is supernatural.
the pages of the scripture will come alive. Not because I have made an attempt to gain entrance into revelation, but something heavier. It is there that I found out that in the glory dimension, that there is an opening in the scripture that is unusual. Are you with me? Packets of light, divine energy open up to men. And then the reason why God have to culture your heart with that kind of environment of glory is so that you will retain the energy level to do business in that measure of truth. It was in those days that my eyes opened and I saw in a trance where I was going for youth service. In those days, it became obvious that God has ordained that I will be a glory man. There are people that talk about the glory, and the things they talk about is just about the manifestation. Huh? It is two dimensional. It's a weight. It's a weight. When it sits upon your heart, you can't shake it off. Huh? When you hear my words, you can't shake it off. In your dreams, it comes. When you are in the market, it comes. Even when you doubt what we say, it comes. It's a weight of eternity. There is something time cannot withstand. There is something that your natural powers cannot stand. It is the weight of eternity. The weight of eternity. That is the summary of the glory dimension of God. It comes in the heart. Are you with me? Such is what we received when Christ came. Huh? He said, Christ in you, the weight. So when the weight comes in the heart of a man, it begins to drive you. Are you with me? Such a man, nothing can stand before you. Everything in time, everything in circumstance, predicaments, cannot stand the weight that a man carries on the inside, because he's living from the inside. Are you with me? And the resources, that power, his existence is coming, is so heavy that time cannot stand it. Anything that stands in the path of a man that lives by that weight will be crushed, because there is nothing in time that can stand eternity. It is the weight of the glory. That is why anytime Jesus speaks, he tries to get men outside of time, to bring us to the experience of eternity. If only we can arrive in that plane, then what we see in our life cannot be challenged by death, by Satan, by any sickness. God needs to ferry us to eternity. It is the weight of glory that is inside of a man. And Jesus said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. How much of that do you carry? We have come on that day. On that day where men will be representatives of encounter with glory. Your life will be an effulgent, a proof that eternity is invading time. You are a carrier like an ark. Wherever you appear, the presence of God appears. No more shall men ask, why is it that the dimension of God is deficient in our generation? Because we have encountered God in such a way that it is not just the mercy drops. Something of a weight is manifesting from your life, and it is such that nothing in time can stand. Men come and tell me that there are addictions in their life, and there are many things. You have not pressed to the plane where the weight domiciles. When the weight comes, one of the things that you will notice is that no addiction can stand. Even the weaknesses of your humanity will be subsumed. It was in the weight of the glory that Moses stayed for 40 days without food. What is it about the glory? It is such that the flesh can be subsumed. When a man stays under the weight of the glory long enough, then his soul will be tempered. The propensities of the flesh can be tamed by the experience of the glory. That is why Jesus needs to bring you to that ambience, the covering. They that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. They shall abide under the cloud. They shall abide under the glory. They stay there. And then after some seasons, the man that men knew before will become another man, because a weight has come. It is the weight of God's personality. It is the weight of God's existence. It is the weight of his life. It is the weight of his being. It comes like life, and the glory descends on your life, And when men see you, they cannot see anything you are in the natural. They can only see divinity at work. Divinity manifests the powers of life. I want to be heavy in the spirit. That was my prayer. When the opening prayer was going on, all the men that are lightweight, they lack the capacity to carry the weight of God. Do you know how heavy God is? God is as heavy as glory. And there is nothing that is lightweight in your life that can carry it. That's when the glory descends, it cripples everything that is the flesh. Because the flesh lacks the capacity to carry the glory of God. He said, for the flesh shall not glory in my presence. So for the glory that you are sent and ordained to carry, there is an administration of death. The Bible made us to understand the glory doesn't just shine forth, the glory ministers death. So at the time that you are supposed to shine, then there is death that is working you. So we need to experience the glory to a point where the tendencies of the flesh, the tendencies of our capacity in the natural, becomes subsumed, comes under the government of the eternal life and the weight of God. Then at that instance, something begins to come alive. It is a life that came from death. Are you with me? It is called the resurrection life. And the engineering, the power of that civilization is the resurrection power. It is such a power that death cannot stand. Are you with me? If the glory has brought the reality of that life to an experiential and functional dimension in our life, then there is nothing that can stand it. Nothing in life, nothing in death can stand it. Can you pray to God in the next 1 minute? Give me an encounter of your glory and make me heavy in the spirit. From today, I refuse to be lightweight. We love your presence. We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? We love your presence. We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? We love your presence.
I set higher.
We love your presence. What is your presence? What are you saying now? We love your presence. We love your presence. What is your presence? What are you saying now?
We love your presence.
We love your presence.
Yeah.
We love your presence. What is your presence? What are you saying now? We love your presence.
Ah.
We love your presence. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now?
We love your presence.
We love your presence.
Love your presence.
We love your presence.
What is your fragrance?
What is your fragrance?
Ah,
what are you saying now?
We love your presence.
We love your presence.
Love your presence.
We love your presence.
What is your presence?
What is your presence? What are you saying now?
We love your presence.
We love your presence.
We love your presence.
We love your presence.
What is your presence?
What is
make
your
me have your car?
What are you saying now?
We love your presence.
We love your presence.
We love your presence.
We love your presence.
What is your
You can cast your seed and offering. You are blessed in Jesus.